CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Kelly Eben.
Good morning, Sheta. Good morning, our listeners, and thanks for joining us on the 6:30 a.m. news. Learning establishments across Cameroon reopen your doors for the second term of the 2024-2025 school year following a two-week break marked by festivities. Out of Cameroon, millions of Americans are in the grips of a huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in over a decade. And sports, Colombe Sportive of the Jan Lobo are topping the league standing of the National First Division Football Championship. And those were our major stories. Now the news in full. Classes resume nationwide today, Monday, for the second term of the 2024-2025 school year. The term, often regarded as the most crucial or demanding period, is characterized by the organization of many extracurricular activities leading up to the Youth Day celebrations, with teachers expected to cover their syllabuses. The school reopening comes at the end of the festive season, marked by the 2025 New Year message of the head of state to the nation, who reassured teachers in the country of ongoing efforts made by the government to address their aspirations and concerns. Prior to the resumption of the second term, school authorities in Yaoundé held meetings with teachers while classrooms were cleaned as part of moves to ensure a smooth kickoff this Monday. Pearl South CRTV Center tells us more.
After the just ended 2 weeks break, school officials in the capital city highlight that they are committed to ensuring that pupils and students resume classes on Monday, January 6th in serenity, as necessary administrative, pedagogic and sanitary measures have been put in place.
Alice Mary, the principal of Government Bilingual Technical High School, Sam. We are doing a lot of cleaning. We are also checking out on the list of those who have not paid fees, those whose results were not very welcoming, as they will meet the guidance and counseling department.
Some school officials have stated that meetings were held with the staff and parents before and during the holiday to ensure that the children remain conscious of studies during the festive period.
Engineer Elvis Barnett, vice principal, knowing fully well that the second term is always a very crucial one. Presently, before schools even resume, we are reminding parents already through WhatsApp groups that classes resume on Monday. We have been reminding them of assignments that were given last term. Let the children make sure they do their assignments before they come back.
On the other hand, popular travel agencies were filled with holiday makers traveling back to their respective destinations. He says he's returning back to the village to prepare for the start of school. The wish of most parents during this period is to guarantee a successful transition of their children back to their respective schools. Pearl Sa, CRTV Center.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futsu, will today preside over the signing ceremony of a memorandum of understanding between his ministry and the International Organization for Migration as from 2 p.m. at the Franco Hotel in Yaoundé. The purpose of the memorandum is to pool their efforts to provide better supervision for returnee migrants, populations on the move, and Cameroon diaspora youths, in addition to promoting peace and social cohesion. In religious news, the outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, CBC, Reverend Pastor Nditeme Shalamine, has urged CBC Christians to be exemplary and to give their full support to his successor, Reverend Dr. Teke John. He made the call during a heavily attended send-off ceremony at the Tugabe Baptist Church in Yaoundé. Here now is the outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, Reverend Dr. Nditeme Shalamine. He spoke to Safman Gu Henry.
My impressions are very good. The attendance was very heavy, with Christians coming from all over the country, even from the extreme north, they were here. And I could see the participation and the joy that accompanied the service. It has not been an easy walk through the 4 years of leadership. And the message that I have left with CBC Christian as I leave is the message of peace, just like Jesus Christ did when he was leaving the disciples. And this is coming from John chapter 14, verse 27. The peace I leave with the CBC is the peace that I call call for the entire country because we need peace.
I have left behind a lot of infrastructural development, holistic development. I have left behind another impression, namely that of fairness, that of ethics to all Christians. And then I am calling upon all CBC Christians. We should abandon tribalism, ad infinitum leadership. We should practice inclusive leadership.
The outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, Reverend Dr. Nditeme Shalamai, talking to staff man Gu Henry. In foreign news, millions of Americans are in the grips of a huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in over a decade. Thousands of flights are cancelled or delayed, with St. Louis, Missouri, the worst hit airport, many roads cut and schools shut as a result of the storm. A state of emergency has been declared in some states. We talk sports now. Defending cup winners of Cameroon, Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo have moved to the top of the league standing after beating Union Sportif of Douala yesterday 1-0 in one of the six matches of the First Division Championship. In the meantime, Young Spo Academy of Bamenda have continued sinking after losing to Dinamo of Douala by no goal to one. Ben Collins Noiberiwa has the details.
The 2024-2025 National Division 1 Football Championship is shaping up to be highly competitive. After 6 days of play, five clubs have occupied the top spot. Currently leading the pack with 14 points is Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo, who humbled Union Sportif of Douala 1-0. Three clubs trail Colombe Sportif with 11 points, Gazelle FA of Garoua, Canon Sportif of Yaoundé, who defeated Panthé Sportif of Dende 1-0, and Dinamo of Douala, who edged Young Sports Academy of Bamenda by 1-0. Defending champions, Victoria United of Limbe dropped to the fifth position after losing by 1-2 to 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé. 4th Azu and Coton Sport of Garoua each have 9 points, followed by Stade Renard of Milan in 8th position with 8 points after their 1-0 win over RS Fortuna Omfou. As of Douala, Panthé Sportif of Dende, Bambutus of Bouda, Union Sportif of Douala, and PWD of Bamenda each have 7 points. RS Fortuna, Aigle of the Mongu, and Young Sports Academy of Bamenda are currently in the relegation zone. Young Sports Academy of Bamenda are still running behind their first victory of the season.
Ben Collins Noiberiwa. In more sports news, Lekki Fi continued to top the Guinness Women's Super League after the five matches. They defeated Vision Foot 4-1 to stay on top of the league with 15 points. Harrison Ashotiko has the details in this report.
6 wins and a total of 20 goals is the balance sheet of match day 5 of the Guinness Women's Super League. League leaders Lekki Fi humbled Vision Foot 4-1 to take their points to the top of the table to 15. Their rival, FC Bolova, humiliated Amazon Fab 5-1 in the first match at the next A of the Olembe Stadium in Yaoundé. Aitambong of Kambe defeated Jaspor 2-1 to move to the third position on the classification table. Struggling IS Hour defeated Cyclone of Douala 1-0, their first win of the season. Louv Mimprof defeated Authentic Ladies 3-1 in the Guinness Echo to move closer to the top of the table. At the Bepanda Stadium in Douala, Kaimanfi defeated Eclair of Sa 1-0. Following the results, Lekki Fi, FC Obolova, and Itambong occupy the top three positions, while Cyclone FC, who are yet to win a match, and IS Hour with 3 points, are in the danger zone.
That report by Harrison Ashutiko brings us to the end of the 6:30 a.m. news. The matinee de la CRTV continues with you, Sheta Billy.